I also planted a small, I guess a Spanish orange tree about 20 or 30 years ago that came as an ad for vitamins, for orange vitamins, back when orange pills, vitamin pills were first coming out for children.
Uh-huh.
And this tree has gotten huge, and it has fruit every year, but of course it's so bitter it tastes like a lemon. Is there anything you can do with that at all?
Sure, make lemonade.
I'm afraid it wouldn't be too good for that. So
have you tried it?
Marmalade.
They make marmalade and...
marmalade.
They use it as a lemon substitute. You have to add a little more sugar, I guess.
Yeah.
Or Splenda.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, wait a minute. Tell me about this. Did it have thorns on it or what?
Oh,
you
it
got
has it? Huge thorns.
Okay.
Huge and thorns. It's horrible to prune.
They sent it when it was a little tree?
It was just about 4 inches tall when I got it.
Yeah.
And I kept it in a pot for a while, and then I just stuck it in a spot in the yard.
Are the oranges orange size or bigger?
They're a little bit bigger than a satsuma. They're not as big as a navel orange. They're smaller than that.
But a little bit bigger than a satsuma.
Yeah.
I guess that's a sour orange. It still has some thorny wood on it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that's a sour orange.
Sour orange is the root stock that we use a lot. And if your top dies, say, from a freeze, the sour orange quite often survives. And I've got one in my shrub border that nothing seems to kill.
Did that one ever die back?
Never.
I've
lost the tip, you know, sometimes. But it bears fruit extensively. And, in fact, I have another one in another area of the yard that I guess a bird dropped a seed or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it came up and grew. And of course, the blooms smell wonderful. It's true orange blossom. But the fruit is just so tart mm-hmm. and sour.
Yeah, it's a sour orange. See, they're true. They come true from seed.
Yeah.
The citrus does. So if you got some seed from your sour orange tree and carried across the yard and dropped it, it'll come back to be a sour orange.
That's exactly.
How big is that one that came from seed?
Oh, I have to cut it back every year. I leave it at about 8 feet tall and about 4 or 5 feet wide.
Mm-hmm. Well, what you ought to do is play around with that. Cut it back severely and top work it with satsumas.
Would I know how to do that?
Well, you can go on plantanswers.com and look up under propagation.
Uh-huh.
You go to plantanswers.com, then you go to the information index, and then you go to propagation.
Uh-huh.
And under that, it tells you how to inlay bark graft. They call it inlay bark graft of pecans. But you can use that on apples and citrus.
Where you slice it and put a piece in
there? There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got pictures of that, close-up pictures, even got a movie.
Okay. Well, the big one, the mother tree, is, it's probably 10 feet tall and 8 feet wide.
I'd cut that stupid thing down and then graft the sprouts.
Well, I guess that'd be, and I wouldn't get so cut up pruning.
No, there you go. Cut it at the ground.
Okay.
Let it break the thorns when it hits the ground.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. If you got any questions, send me a question.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.